Lesson 27. How can Jesus' death save us? We sin, suffer, and die because the first human couple, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. The footnote reads, "Sin is not just the action of doing something bad. Sin also refers to the damaged condition that we inherited." But our situation is not hopeless. Jehovah has provided a way for us to be delivered from the curse of sin and death by means of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that by His death, Jesus provided a ransom. A ransom is the price paid to release someone. The price Jesus paid was the value of His perfect human life. Matthew 20:28 says, "Just as the Son of Man came, not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give His life as a ransom in exchange for many." When Jesus willingly surrendered His right to everlasting life on earth, He opened the way for us to regain all that Adam and Eve had lost. Jesus also revealed how much He and Jehovah love us. This lesson will help deepen your appreciation for Jesus' death. Point 1. How can we benefit from Jesus' death today? Because we are sinners, we do many things that displease Jehovah. However, if we are truly sorry for our sins and ask Jehovah through Jesus Christ to forgive us, and if we do our best not to repeat those mistakes, we can enjoy a close bond of friendship with God. At 1 Peter 3:18, the Bible says, "Christ died once for all time for sins, a righteous person for unrighteous ones, in order to lead you to God." Point 2. In the future, how can we benefit from Jesus' death? According to John 3:16, Jehovah sent Jesus to offer His perfect human life so that everyone exercising faith in Jesus might not be destroyed but have everlasting life. Thanks to what Jesus did, Jehovah will soon undo all the bad things caused by Adam's disobedience. This means that if we exercise faith in Jesus' sacrifice, we will have the opportunity to enjoy life forever on a paradise earth.
Dig deeper. Deepen your understanding of why Jesus gave up His life, and consider how you benefit. Point 3. Jesus' death frees us from sin and death. Listen to the audio for the video, "Why Did Jesus Die?" Part 1. To find all media for Lesson 27, go to the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
Billions of people have died throughout history. But the death of one person stands alone. That of Jesus Christ. Why did He die? Did His death have a purpose? To find the answer, we need to go back to the beginning of human history. The Bible explains that God created the man Adam perfect, without sin. He was free to eat from all the trees in the Garden of Eden, except one. God gave the simple command not to eat from that particular tree. This tree symbolized God's right to set the standards of good and bad. As long as Adam remained obedient to Jehovah, he had the prospect of living forever on a paradise earth. But Adam did not appreciate all the good things God had done for him. He chose to disobey God. As a result, he lost the opportunity to live forever. But he was not the only one affected. All of his descendants have inherited the fatal effects of sin. By themselves, humans could not break free from sin and death. They needed someone to rescue them. For this reason, Jehovah miraculously caused one of his perfect spirit sons to come to earth as a human.
What opportunity did Adam lose when he disobeyed God? Romans 5:12 says, "That is why, just as through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And so, death spread to all men, because they had all sinned." How has Adam's sin affected your life? John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life." Why did Jehovah send his Son to the earth? The first picture caption reads, "Adam was a perfect man who disobeyed God and put humans on a path to sin and death." The second picture caption reads, "Jesus was a perfect man who obeyed God and put humans on a path to perfection and eternal life." Point 4. Jesus' death can benefit all people. Listen to the audio for the video, "Why Did Jesus Die?" Part 2.
Jesus was a perfect man, just as Adam had been. However, unlike Adam, Jesus remained obedient. This allowed him to give his life as a ransom in exchange for many. But how could the death of one man benefit all of mankind? Well, imagine that the manager of a large factory steals money from the company. His actions plunge the company into debt, forcing it to shut down. The workers lose their jobs and cannot pay their bills. Many suffer because of that one man's corruption. Now suppose a kind and generous man feels sorry for all those who are suffering. He is moved to pay off the debt and reopen the company. By canceling that one debt, he brings relief to all the employees and their families. Adam is like that corrupt manager. When he rebelled, he incurred a large debt of sin and passed it on to his children. Jesus is like the generous man. When he gave up his perfect human life, he paid off the debt of sin and reopened the prospect of living forever for each of us.
How could the death of one man benefit all people? 1 Timothy 2:5 and 6 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, a man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a corresponding ransom for all. This is what is to be witnessed to in its own due time." Adam was a perfect man who put humans on a path to sin and death. Jesus was also a perfect man. In what way did he provide a corresponding ransom? Point 5. The ransom is Jehovah's gift to you. Jehovah's friends view the ransom as a personal gift. For example, Galatians 2:20 says, "I am nailed to the stake along with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who is living in union with me. Indeed, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and handed himself over for me." How did the Apostle Paul indicate that he viewed the ransom as a personal gift? When Adam sinned, he and all his descendants were condemned to death. But Jehovah sent his Son to die so that you can have the opportunity to enjoy everlasting life. As you read the following verses, Imagine how Jehovah must have felt while his son suffered. John 19:1-7 says, Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers braided a crown of thorns and put it on his head and clothed him with a purple robe, and they kept coming up to him and saying, Greetings, you King of the Jews! They also kept slapping him in the face. Pilate went outside again and said to them, See, I bring him outside to you in order for you to know that I find no fault in him. So Jesus came outside, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, Look, the man! However, when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, To the stake with him! To the stake with him! Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and execute him, for I do not find any fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to the law, he ought to die, because he made himself God's son. Verses 16-18 say, Then he handed him over to them to be executed on the stake. So they took charge of Jesus. Bearing the torture stake for himself, he went out to the so-called skull place, which is called Golgotha in Hebrew. There they nailed him to the stake alongside two other men, one on each side, with Jesus in the middle. How do you feel about what Jehovah and Jesus did for you? Someone may ask,
How could one man die for all people?
How would you answer?
Summary. Jesus' death provides the basis for Jehovah to forgive our sins, and it gives us the opportunity to enjoy life forever. Review. Why did Jesus die? In what way was Jesus' perfect human life a corresponding ransom? How can Jesus' death benefit you? Goal. When you pray, regularly thank Jehovah for the gift of His Son. Set other goals.
Explore. Learn why Jesus' perfect human life is called a ransom. Read the web article, How is Jesus' Sacrifice a Ransom for Many? Find out what we need to do to be saved. Read the web article, Jesus Saves, How? Can Jehovah forgive even serious sins? Read Bible Questions Answered in the Watchtower, May 1, 2013. See how learning about Christ's sacrifice helped a man to transform his personality. Read the web article, I Am No Longer a Slave of Violence. End of Lesson 27.